The psukim in this week's parsha, the famous four lashonos of geula, the four different descriptions of redemption that we pattern the four cups of wine on the Seder night on Pesach. The pasuk says, "Achin and mor levnei Yisrael ani Hashem, ve'otzeiti eschem mitachas sivlos Mitzrayim, that I took you out of the chains of Mitzrayim, v'tzalti eschem me'avodasam, I saved you from the servitude, v'ga'alti, and I redeemed you, v'lakachti, and I took you as my own." V'otzeiti, v'tzalti, v'ga'alti, v'lakachti. Four different descriptions of the redemption. And then before I should explain that it's not just four different names. You could use this one, use that one. It's actually four different stages of how the redemption occurred. Ve'otzeiti means that Hashem took us out of the extreme servitude that existed, the pressure that the Egyptians put on us. He eased it up a little bit. Vitzalti, He saved us completely. There was no more bondage. There was no more slavery. But we were still in Mitzrayim. We still were under their domain. We weren't working for them, but we were there. Vigalti, that's what it means. Hashem took us out. We were no longer connected at all to the Egyptians. Okay, so now we're no man's land. V'lakachti, Hashem says, you're not just going to be hefker, you're not just going to be free on your own, you're going to be my nation. So v'hotzeiti is the first step, hitzalti is a little more, ga'alti is a little more, lakachti is the ultimate, that we are Hashem's people, we have a relationship, a marriage to Hashem. Incredible relationship that we have. The problem is the continuation of the pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'lakachti." That's number four. "Eschem li la'am." I took you as my nation. "Vayisi lachem elokim." I became your God. We had a relationship. "Vidatem ki ani Hashem elokeichem." And you'll know that I am your God. "Hamotzi," that took you out from Mitzrayim. We mentioned four stages: hotzeiti, from the sivlos Mitzrayim; hitzalti, ga'alti, and then lakachti. And you'll know that I was motzi. That was the number one description, the first description. You'll know that I was motzi. Why does the Torah say that you'll know that I was motzi? It should have said, and you'll know that I was motzi, hitzalti, ga'alti, and lakachti. Or just the last one, the lakachti. That's the spitz. That's the greatest one, right? That Hashem has a relationship with us. It's funny that it went back to the first stage. Describe the first stage of us getting out. You will know that I was motziyu, corresponding to the first lashon of geula. Why? Why does it mention the first one, not all four, or at least the last one, which is the greatest one? It's interesting. I'm sure we all know this already, but we say this in benching also. In the second bracha of benching, we say, "No delecha Hashem Elokeinu." We thank Hashem. He gave us incredible, awesome, amazing land of Israel that we have the tremendous zchus, the merit to be in and learning in. Unprecedented. Oh, and we'd like to thank you about one more thing. That you took us out. Hashem Elokeinu Eretz Mitzrayim. Again, that lashon of hotzeitanu. Now, really, why do we have to mention that at all? After we speak about the fact that Hashem brought us to this land, that was the goal, that was the ultimate, to bring us here. Why do we even have to mention, oh, that first stage of the process of getting us out, you also took us out of the bondage in Mitzrayim? Why do we mention that? So I'd like to suggest an answer based on a medrash that some of us heard on Shabbos from Joel Finkelstein. The Medrash says, in last week's Parsha, Medrash Rabbah, Shmos Rabbah, Parsha Aleph, Simin Lamed Beis, 132. When the daughters of Yisrael came and told her father why they come back early that day, they said, because in Ish Mitzri, Hatzilanu Miyad Aroim, there was an Egyptian man that saved us from the shepherds. Usually these guys give us a lot of problems, and it takes us a lot of time for us to be able to feed our flock. But there was this Egyptian guy there and you saved us. Now, who's the Egyptian person it's referring to? Obviously Moshe. Right? Moshe had fled from Egypt. He was wearing his Egyptian clothing. And even though he wasn't an Egyptian, he was an Ivri, he was a Hebrew, right? But he looked like an Egyptian, and therefore they called him an Egyptian. But the Medrash asks, it has a question. The Medrash says, how could they call Moshe an Egyptian? He wasn't an Egyptian. He was a Hebrew. So why did they call him an Ish Mitzri? So the Medrash says that the daughters of Yisro were not referring to Moshe at all. They were referring to someone else entirely. Who are they referring to? Davar Acher, says the Medrash, Ish Mitzri. Mashal, here's a parable. Echa shenashchu ha'arvad. There was a guy who got bit by a serpent. V'haya rats, litin ragav b'mayim. And he had like this poison, I guess, in his leg. So he ran to the water to soak his foot in the water. Nasna l'nahar, so he put his foot in the water. V'ra tinok echad, he saw some little baby, shushokea b'mayim, was drowning in the sea. V'shalach yado v'tzilo, he grabbed him and took him out and saved the kid. Amr lo atinok, so I guess he wasn't a baby. The little kid said to him, Ilule atakvar, Yisimes, if it wasn't for you, I would have died. Amr lo, he said to him, Lo anitz al ticha, I didn't save you. El ha'arvad shenashchani, it was the serpent that bit me. Ubeirachnim, and I had to run away from him. Hu itzecha, it was his fault. It's because of him that I had to come and to this point, and that's what saved you. Kachamu b'nos Yisro l'Moshe, that's what the daughters of Yisro said to Moshe. Yasher kochachash yitzitanu miyadarom. Thank you for saving us from the shepherds. It always causes problems. Amar l'Moshe, Moshe said to him, Oso mitzi sheharakti. It wasn't me, it was the guy, that Egyptian man that I killed and murdered back in Egypt. It was him who Yitzilaschem. It was him who saved you. And that's why they went to their father and said it was the Egyptian man. It was the Egyptian man that Moshe had killed back in Egypt that caused him to have to run away and flee the land. He was the cause of the fact that I was able to save you from the shepherds today. So what do we see from that? Sounds a little bit ridiculous. That Moshe was saying that it was the Mitzri that saved him back in Egypt, that the daughters of Yisro appreciated that, or the case of the parable that who saved the kid? It was the serpent that bit the guy. Like, what's going on here? What's this Medrash telling us? So the Medrash teaches us a very, very important lesson. And that is that even when something good happens to us, when we experience some positivity, when we experience a bracha from Hashem, we don't just look at that act and that gift in a vacuum. We have to trace all the different steps that came about to get us to that place. And we have to go back, all the way back, and thank Hashem for every step of the process that brought us to this point. It's not enough to go ahead and say, God, thank you for allowing me to have a grandchild. That's not enough. I mean, it's a pretty big simcha. Thank you for letting me have a grandchild. It's not enough. You have to thank Hashem for allowing you to marry off your daughter that enabled you to have a grandchild. Not everyone has the opportunity to marry off a daughter. And giving me the opportunity to have a daughter. And give me the opportunity to get married. Doesn't happen to everyone. And give me the opportunity to go ahead and live to the age that I could go ahead and get married. And we keep on going back and back and back and back. And most of us naturally do not think like that. But when we experience a chesed, when we experience a present from Hashem, we have to then take a moment, we have to stop and go back all the way to all the different chasadim before that led up to this time and place. And that is really what was happening over here. It's true, v'hotzeiti, yeah, Hashem alleviated the bondage, alleviated the pressure, the servitude that the Egyptians were putting on us. Yeah, it's true. And then at the end of the day, there's really nothing. Because then they were married to God. So like, you forget about what happened. Or like we said in Benching, we're living in Israel. We have the land, the Eretz Chemda Tova Rechava. Oh, and Ve'al Shotzei Sanu Hashem. And by the way, you know, you also took us out of Mitzrayim. I mean, come on. No. Because when we get that present of No Delecha Al Eretz Chemda Tova Rechava, this beautiful, loving country, we have to then go ahead and say, well, what was it like beforehand? And all the steps before that Hashem did to take us out. And that's why we say, yeah, they're true. There are four Lashonos of Geula, four different descriptions of redemption. And you can know that I am God, Shehutzeti. You're not going to forget that I was the one at that first step that took you out of that. You're going to remember the chesed that I did then, even though it's almost nothing compared to the incredible chesed that happened at the end when God married us. It's interesting. We do the exact same thing with Maus Tzur, right? Hanukkah is all about Hodah, about giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And what happens? We light the candles, so we would think, if I was the author of the song, that right away after you light the candles, we say, Yevanim, Yevanim, Nikbetsu, right? We're going to talk about the Yevanim, about the Greeks, that we beat them out. But first, no. First, we have to start off with another paragraph. Ra'o Savanashi, Chel Paro v'chol Zaro. Let's speak about Egypt now. Egypt, I just lit the candles about Hanukkah. No, Chel Paro v'chol Zaro, Yardu Kevin bim Tzula. All the Egyptians drowned in the sea. Okay, next paragraph. Vir Kacho Aviani, Kates Bavel Zerubavel, the Ketchivam Noshati, the Babylonians, they exiled me for 70 years, and then I came and you saved me from the Babylonian exile. And how about the next one? Kros Kamaz Barosh, Bikesh Agagi bin Amadasa. Let's speak about Haman. Haman, Rov Banav the Kinyanov, Allah eats Talisa. You hung Haman and his kids on the... What are we doing here? This is like a Jewish history lesson. We just lit the candles. Let's focus. Yivanim Nikbetsu Alai. Let's speak about the Greeks that came in. That's it. What are we starting to sing songs? We need more stanzas. What's going on over here? So the answer is because when you go light those candles and you remember the miracle of Hanukkah, the incredible present, the incredible bracha that Hashem gave us, all of a sudden it ignites within us our chesed brain. We said, and we, oh yeah, you took us out of Mitzrayim, and you saved us, and then the base of Mitzrayim was destroyed, and we were in Babel, and you took us out, and you went ahead and you saved us by Haman, boom, 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 boom. The whole thing just comes out. That is the way we're supposed to give Hodah. A person goes ahead, and he has a Hatzlacha morning Seder. He all of a sudden understands a Gemara they've never understood. He does well on a test in afternoon Seder. He's doing well in Yeshiva, something going well, he's a good, something's going well. So what do you say? God, thank you so much for letting me understand that. Oh, at least we should do that. But maybe we should call the person that sent us to yeshiva and say, you should know today I understood a Gemara. Thank you so much for sending me. Well, what did he do anyway, that guy? He met me on a campus. He introduced, okay, yeah. I should call him once in a while. But no, you should call him all the time. You know, there's a guy, wife and I once set someone up. They got married, Baruch Hashem. I have nothing to do with them. They don't live near me. When I see him, he's nice to me, of course. Every year on his anniversary, he calls me to say thank you. Unbelievable. It used to be every year on his anniversary, he'd buy me a present. Okay, it got down. No. If you're watching, you know, okay, no. Every year he calls me to say thank you on his anniversary. I'm not even thinking, like, why? One time a year he calls me to say thank you to me. It's an amazing thing. We come so disconnected from all the different chasadim that happen to our lives. We're it's so much. It should overwhelm us. That should be our problem. Sometimes people get so overwhelmed with like pressures and things that we got to accomplish and external pressures. We should be overwhelmed with the incredible abundance of kindness that happens throughout our lives. But we forget about them, the small things, and then we do a big thing. Okay, that we can thank someone for, but all the preparations and all the steps before it, it's like, gone, over with, done. That's horrible. That's what we learned from this week's parsha. We learned from benching. We learned from Maus Tzur. That's not the way it's supposed to be. Every time we get hit with another bracha, that's supposed to ignite within us our memory of all the amazing chasadim that happened. Now, it's not going to ignite it in your memory if it's not there. Right? It has to be that as we're going through life, we're actually noticing, oh, my parents did this thing for me. This person did this thing for me. This friend did this thing for me. Okay, you mention it, they say thank you, but keep it down. Remember it, review it once in a while so you never forget it. And then all of a sudden when some chesed comes about, you're able to then go back and let it rip. Let it come out to the other people. Let them just know about all the things that you're thinking of. Our problem should be we don't have enough time to call those people always and let them know everything that's going on in our lives. So we have to systematically make it that it works. But how could it be that you never call a Rebbe from high school or a Makarev or a family member or that we never, it should be constant that we're calling to say thank you for the fact that you sent me here, that you helped me get here. The person that introduced you to the rabbi, the friend that recommended you to come to this yeshiva. Who knows? Again, every person has a story. Every person has his train of people to thank. But it has to be that this becomes part of us. We have to learn, we have to develop ourselves, that this is part of our culture. This becomes natural to us. That, first of all, we recognize all the chesed that comes to us. And when it hits us, we also recognize all of the pieces and all of the stages that led to it. And then we could be manly enough to go ahead and recognize it. You know, sometimes it's humbling to be able to admit that so many people were involved in my hatzlacha today, in that bracha that I got today. It's hard. You know, sometimes I like to feel that it's mine. So it's not so easy to say, yeah, but it's because of him and him and him and him. But it's true. If it wasn't for all those people along the line, it just wouldn't have happened. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do that. We have to always remember all those chasadim. So my bracha to all of us is that we should become more sensitive to all the incredible chesed, the kindness that exists in our lives. We should be able to articulate our thanks for every single one of those kindnesses. And as they build up and they develop a story, we should have the, I don't know if you call it the guts or the whatever it is, that we should be able to then go ahead and express it to multiple people. To go ahead and say thank you for this. And it's not just to be nice and etiquette for those people. It's for us to recognize that we got something from those people. And it's so amazing. It makes you feel so good that you're the recipient of so much good. How could people never be happy? There's so much good in their lives. We should be overflowing with simcha because of all the bracha that we all have in our lives. It's way above the difficulties that we face, the challenges that we face. And Be'ez Hashem, if we're able to do this, even a little bit, we'll see tremendous, tremendous simcha in our lives. We'll be able to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the greatest, greatest levels. And we'll feel that closeness, the lakachti, that Hashem set us up to be able to have Shavua Tov.